Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Daghang salamat o Senyor, santo ninyo. Sa mahal mong panalangin, alam ka na mo. Kadasing o kalipun sa pagtubo. Kaluoy o pasay lugihatan mo. Naingon ka. Tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka, daigun ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva Bisenyo! Nagkahiusa ang tanan sa paghalad, o pagdawat sa santos nga pagkalawat. Magkalinaw ni Jesus akong nadawat. Santo ninyo, kami magpasalamat. Daigun ka, himayaon ka. Sa tanan ng panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Daigun ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva Señor, isamyaw ang iyang kadayanan, ipaambit ang hukma sa tanan, sa tanan. Nagpasalamat o Señor, santo ninyo, sa mahal mo na panalangin, alam ka na mo. Sa'y lugihatan mo, daigun ka, himayaon ka. Sa tanang ng panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Daigun ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva Bisenyor. Daigun ka. Nang panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka, daigun ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva Bisenyor. Daghang salamat, viva
For your money transfers, Western Union will give you a great service. And for your banking needs, Cooperative Bank will give you the best banking service. So, Western Union and Cooperative Bank, they go hand in hand.
Maghari ka sa tanan, sa kabukiran kapatagan.
Pagadaigon ko ikaw.
Pinaagi ning awit na tamuyo sa imong grasya. Ug pagbaw ni sa imong gugma. O Senior Santo Ninyo, dalay
ako ninyo. Maghari ka sa tanan, ipakatag ang iyang ngalan.
Umaayong buhay,
dad-a ang kalinaw, ipaambit sa katauhan. Ang gugma sa batang balaan. O senior, saan po ninyo dalay gunog simbahon ka? O senior, saan po ninyo maghari ka sa tanan? Pit Senor. O Senior Santo Ninyo, pasidunggan ka batang bathala. O Senior Santo Ninyo, dalay gunog simbahon ka. O Senior Santo Ninyo, maghari ka sa tanan, sa tibuok kalibutan, sa tibuok
You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? This is your Tita Miriam. How are you? It feels like we are slowly going into the colder days and months of winter. Ano? Even though mid-autumn pa tayo, but nevertheless, let us keep warm and keep ourselves healthy. And make sure that we are ready for the colder days and weeks and months. This is your Tita Miriam, and you're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Tito Oscar?
Maying hapon o maying gabiin na, kay ngit-ngit naman sa gawas, Tita Miriam.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
As akong mga kaigusunan sa kahanginan, maying hapon, good afternoon. Kapag keep yourself warm, so walay magsipon, makasipon man yung bugnaw nato din he karon. So sa akong mga kahigluunan, sa kahanginan, akong mga kahigilaan, ang Sim Boys, ang Sadiko Sim Boys, kumusta ka mong tanana? Special dito ni Alan Lambako, dito ni Edwin, ni James, ang atong mga cowboy din nasa 112 Mount Albert Road. Okay.
Yes, Tito Oscar, and welcome to the family of Erwin and Marilyn Lacar. A special welcome to Olivia Riel and Duke and Sky Riel, Tito Oscar. However,
yes,
they're not staying here for a long time. So we hope you enjoyed your travel, the beautiful sceneries here in Auckland and other parts of New Zealand.
Okay, enjoy your stay. Galing lang sila sa Queenstown.
Yes, Tito Oscar. Such a beautiful place. Looks like you're somewhere else outside New Zealand.
Yeah. Enjoy. You are listening to 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Ang galing ng Pinoy. I'm proud to be a Filipino.
For your money transfers, Western Union will give you a great service. And for your banking needs, Cooperative Bank will give you the best banking experience. So, Western Union for your best money transfer experience and Cooperative Bank for the best banking service.
Bug.
itrapuhan. Dedicated sa lahat nating mga mahal sa buhay, Tito Oscar.
Sa aking dasal upang sa lahat ng panahon.
Especially for all the mothers, mothers, grandmothers, those giving special or motherly care, Tito Oscar, on the second Sunday of May, it's dedicated for all the mothers all over the world. The mothers that have been, the mothers that are here now, and the future mothers. So the greatest mother of all, our blessed Mother Mary. No matter where you are or what you do, no matter what your circumstances are, you sometimes feel that you are afraid of something. So, what are you afraid of? How your brain creates fear and how to overcome it. Just sharing with you some excerpts of an article written by Tony Robbins. He says, what makes us afraid? Snakes? The dark? Rejection? Love? Spiders? The unknown? Public speaking? Flying? Storms? Failure? Though the reasons are varied, we are all hardwired to feel fear. Or are we? What about people who never seem to be afraid? Or the small percentage that cannot literally feel fear? Why are the kids completely unafraid of taking risks? And then others who seem afraid of everything? Fear's purpose is to keep us from harm, but it holds us back from what we really want. So, what triggers fear in the first place? One possibility is simply not understanding how something works. And sometimes it's also through cultural fears and modern life. There are some ways to leverage fear. We need to use fear, otherwise it will use us. Remember, bravery is not being fearless and unafraid. It is being fearful and doing something anyway. Some ways people handle their fear is by pushing themselves to face extremes, whether climbing mountains or walking. No matter what your age, you will never overcome a fear holding you back by walking away from it. Take courage and focus on what the fear will bring your way, and you will be truly unstoppable. And in the spiritual realm, how do we overcome fear? In John 6, chapter 6, verses 19 to 20, it says, "When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, 'It is I. Do not be afraid.'" This very familiar phrase was spoken once again: "Do not be afraid." The setting is significant. It is dark, and the apostles are out to sea. If you have even been out in the middle of the sea when it's dark out, you would know that this is a bit frightening. You cannot see the land, and you feel as though you are surrounded by nothing. The apostles would have been feeling a bit lost, as if they were in the middle of nowhere. But in the midst of this experience, Jesus came walking to them and told them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." This would have been quite consoling to them. We must see in this experience of the apostles the daily experience that so many of us have. Many can feel as if they are surrounded by nothing, alone and lost. Sure, this may not be an overwhelming feeling for some, but it is all too often an experience that many do have to one degree or another. This gospel passage reveals to us that Jesus comes to us no matter where we are or whatever situation is that we find ourselves in. He doesn't wait for us to come and find him. Rather, he enters into our lives right where we are. This experience of being at sea in the dark comes in many forms. Perhaps our life is filled with activity, but we still feel alone. Perhaps our life is one where we do not have many around and feel the constant experience of isolation. Or perhaps we put on a good face and present ourselves as one who has it all together, but inside us are deeply struggling. But whatever the case may be, Jesus wants to come to us and console us. So let us reflect today upon these words of Jesus. Let us listen to him say to us, "It is I." As we hear him say these words, Let us turn to Him and acknowledge His presence. Let Him come into the dark sea that we may feel surrounds us. Let us hear Him say, "Do not be afraid." There are so many experiences in our life that we can fear. There may have been so many times that fear can take hold of us. If we but let ourselves focus in on Jesus, the fear of our daily surroundings disappears. We discover deep within that Jesus is right there and that all is well because He cares and because He is in control. So let us take Him into the boat of our heart and let Him take over. He is coming to you. He is coming to me. He is coming to each one of us. And He is waiting for our response. So how can we respond to the Lord? So often, we fail to acknowledge the Lord's divine presence in our life. And so often, we fail to see the Lord coming to us. So let us ask Him to help us know that He is always there. Let us ask Him to free us from the many fears of life and to give us courage to welcome Him fully into our life, deep in our mind, in our heart, and in our spirit. Let us listen to Him saying to us, "It is I, do not be afraid."
Soon.
sandali ay upang muli-muli ay ang mahalin ay ikaw.
You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. As a sequel to Overcoming Daily Fear, Saint the Apostle Paul says, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." He found strength in God. He reminds us that I have been in prison, frequently been flogged severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent the night and the day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Who is weak? And I do not feel weak. Who is led into sin? And I do not inwardly burn. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. But God said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest in me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong." So that's in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Philippians 4 verse 13, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." So, overcoming with fear, trust in the Lord. You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. So, once again, for your money transfer needs, Western Union will give you a great experience. And for your banking needs, Cooperative Bank will give you the best banking experience. Just some notices for our listening communities. The Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy invites everyone to Flores de Mayo, offering of flowers on every Sunday of the month in May. So that will be at the Filipino Mass at Good Shepherd Church in Balmoral, 11:30 a.m. On May 12, when we celebrate Mother's Day, there will be a special blessing of mothers. Also on at the Filipino Mass, 11:30 at Good Shepherd Parish. And on the 19th of May, you experience once again the very famous Philippine tradition, Santa Cruzan. See our lovely little girls reenact the finding of the true cross. And Tito Oscar, on that same day, the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy will also hold a fundraising food festival for all the projects, ongoing projects of the Filipino Chaplaincy. So this will be held straight after the Filipino Mass, which should be from around 12:30, Tito Oscar. So there will be lots of nice food that will be on sale to help the Filipino Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy raise the much-needed funds for their ongoing project. Once again, you're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Tito Oscar to Cornelis Cock, Dimple,
Espinido,
yes, Tito Oscar to Jasper Young, to Christine and Eddie Rapiso. Greetings to Diane and Jeff Edmonds, to Roland and Chichi Abadiggo, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
Hi and hello, of course, to Ate Carmen and Kuya Pablito Bugash, Tito Oscar.
Yes, maing gabi din na ninyong tanan.
And of course, hi and hello to Maricel Medrano and family. Also to happy birthday to Barry Bernadette, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
Barry Bernadette Nufable. Happy birthday to you. And Tito Oscar, do you know that Father Larry has two very special days this month?
Oh.
It's his birthday and priestly anniversary.
Wow, advance congratulations, Father Larry.
And advance happy priestly anniversary, Father Larry. Also, of course, hi and hello to Amador and Joyce Jesta, to Romil and Cherry Fernandez, to Tito Oscar, to Ado and Belinda Flores, Alex and Carmela Andales,
yes,
to John and Rebeth Cotton,
yes,
to Rick Hidalgo, Marvic Villarosa, hi to you over there.
Also, don't forget si Romel and...
Of course, Romel and Verna Habla, Tito Oscar.
Thank you so much, Romel, for the changing sa... Kapa ni Senior Santini.
Yes, thank you so much, Rebel and Verna Habla and family. Also to Erwin and Marilyn Lacar, to Jesse and Vina Valenzuela, Tito Oscar,
yes,
to Iris and Ivan, of course, to Annie and Grace Padaranga, our sisters here in New Zealand.
kumusta, kamong tanan din ha, ano? So, Tito Oscar, itong atong mga, to Monina Hernandez and family, Tito Oscar, atong mga nurses din hi sa atong hospitals and home care, rest homes and retirement villages. You are indeed looking after people under your care. That's really great. And once again, sa upcoming Mother's Day, no, sus, make a good plan for mothers on next Sunday, sa May 12, Tito Oscar.
It doesn't have to be expensive, but very meaningful.
Yes, a special time of bonding with mothers, grandmothers, and of course, acknowledge those giving motherly care, Tito Oscar, no, diba?
Yes.
And I believe we are nearing the end of our show tonight. I hope our friends, our faithful listeners, enjoyed the sharing with the reflections we shared with them tonight, Tito Oscar. So once again, you're here on 104.6 Planet FM on Pilipinas Mabuhay. Be with us next Saturday from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Once again, this is your Tita Miriam. I'm wishing you good health and enjoy more of the weekend. And see you at Good Shepherd Church tomorrow. If you are, if you have not scheduled anything else, so we see you there.
Okay, Tita Miriam, this is Tito Oscar.
And Tita Miriam, once
saying
again,
to you, Pilipinas mabuhay.